Representative Walden, thanks for talking to us today.
Good morning, Liam. Good to be with you.
You've got a front row seat to what's going on in the House. So what's your perspective on what led to Speaker Boehner's decision to retire?
Well, as it turns out, he had planned to not serve as Speaker this Congress at all and had planned to retire at the end of last year. And then Eric Cantor, who was the majority leader, failed to win his nomination to run for another term. Speaker felt it was important to allow others to move up and kind of get seasoned and some experience, and so he decided to stay on. And I think as things progressed this summer and fall, he came to the conclusion that after the Pope's visit, something he had tried with three popes in 20 years to accomplish, finally got done, that it was time for him to announce he was moving on and let the Republican conference begin to sort out who should be the next speaker.
Now, were you as surprised as everybody else was when Representative Kevin McCarthy decided not to seek the speakership? He was kind of considered next in line.
Liam, I've had a couple of pretty major stunning surprises this last few weeks. One, the speaker stepping down. I didn't see that coming. And two, when Kevin McCarthy withdrew, I actually was not quite as surprised. He and I had had some discussions the prior week. And the Speaker's position is the only one under the Constitution that has to be voted on the House floor, and you have to receive a majority of those present and voting. And that's pretty much assumed to be 218. But you really need more than that to govern, and we've seen that there's a block in the Republican conference that kind of wants to go a different direction from time to time and makes it difficult for the other 200 of us to kind of move forward. And so you want to make sure if you're going to be Speaker that A, you have the 218 on the floor, and I'm not convinced he did, and B, you really need something more unified than that to be able to deal with the very difficult controversial issues coming up. And I think Kevin decided he wasn't going to put himself in that position of maybe losing the vote on the floor. And if he did win, not really having kind of governing majority, you need to work through these problems.
Now, at this point, everybody's trying to persuade Paul Ryan of Illinois to take the speakership. He seems very reluctant for a variety of reasons. How do you see this playing out?
Well, Paul is a very thoughtful man. I've known him for many years. He's a policy wonk. He loves to dive deep into detail on especially economic and tax policy. And that is his sole goal, is to chair the Ways and Means Committee, which has jurisdiction over tax policy and trade policy. And a lot of us are asking him to walk away from that less than a year after he became chairman and go manage a bunch of pretty big egos, which is what you get to do as speaker, is a lot of people management and process management. So I've been in contact with him. I could certainly support him, do support him, hope he does it. But I also recognize he's got a young family. He very much is committed to spending time with his family, and being speaker is very, very demanding.
Now, your name, as well as that of Kathy McMorris Rogers from Eastern Washington, has been mentioned as possible candidate for Speaker if Paul Ryan doesn't come through and sort of put an end to the whole thing. Are you up for that?
Well, I've said that I got to ask, you know, would you do it if the conference came to you? And I said, well, I've never turned down a tough or ugly job in my life. So, yeah, I mean, if that would heal things, and if the conference said, gee, would you step in and do this in the interim? I'd think about it. I'd probably do it. But I don't think that's where the conference is headed. I don't think it's where we should be headed in terms of an interim speaker. I think we need to find somebody that can bridge all the different factions in the conference and be there for the long haul.
Well, I guess that's a question I wanted to ask, because you would likely run into the same dynamics that plagued Speaker Boehner. You faced a challenge Correct. Of your own from the right in your last election. So as speaker, how would you navigate that?
I think it's a really good point, though, Liam, in that nothing really changes. It's the same rules in the Senate. It's the same people in the Senate. It's the same president in the White House. So there's sort of this false narrative that, gee, if we just kick out a speaker, we'll find a magic wand somewhere to make all the rest of this go in a different direction. Look, the country's divided. If you look at the energy behind a Bernie Sanders campaign on the left or a Donald Trump on the right, you see that people are really upset with the direction of the country, but from different viewpoints, different philosophies. All this energy is playing out in our lives as we try to come together on some, you know, really tough issues.
Well, Representative Walden, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.